Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Before the break, we heard about a Milwaukee-based competition that attracts aspiring young concert pianists from around the world. Cellist Robert Cohen is no stranger to working with young musicians. A great part of his career is about not just performing, but teaching.
But it's not just young people that he teaches, as we'll find out. We caught up with Robert via Skype from his home in London. Robert, it is great to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Bonnie. Great to hear you, too. It seems so long between you.
I know. It's once a month, but it feels like much, much longer. And I understand you just came back from one of my favorite parts of France.
That's right, from this area called the Charente, which is just rolling, beautiful, beautiful countryside.
And some delicious melons and cognac.
Well, of course, yes.
Of course.
The food wasn't bad either. Really.
No, they do it quite well there. And so you were on various chamber music tours, is that what was happening?
Yes, some concerts there, which was, you know, delightful, and there's beautiful churches, and just a kind of more relaxed, you know, so used to playing in cities and with all the hustle and bustle and the noise, and it was just so lovely to be away from all of that. And to meet people and just to have an audience who come and chat to you, and you know, you have time, and that was really such a pleasure.
Yeah, it's funny, we tend to think of music making now as it's a business, you know, and you come in and you do and you have to fill the hall and you have to do this, but this sounds like it's in some ways more old-fashioned.
Yeah, and you know what, I had yet another experience which I've had actually in recent times, which is that somebody asked me if I would help them on the cello, in learning the cello. And this is a lady, a French lady in her 60s, and she just decided that she wanted to learn the cello. And I was there, and she thought, well, maybe she can get some advice. So I went to her lovely house in the rolling countryside and sat down with her, and really starting almost from the very, very beginning to help her to learn something about playing the cello. And that experience has happened to me, as I said, you know, a few times lately. The older people have had a kind of passion to learn to play the cello and just decided maybe they've got a bit more time, or you know they've just been brave. And we so often think, you know, the discussion is always about should your child start at age 5 to learn the cello or violin, or was it better to wait until they're 8 or they're 12. The discussion is always about that, but never about what happens, you know, later. And people are very often quite afraid and feel that it's far too late to learn something. And I have to say that my experience with these people has been really fantastic and really inspiring, because even when I'm helping them, they follow directions so carefully. You know, they relate the instructions about their physical and technical and their posture, for instance, to their kind of things that have happened in their life. They understand what you're talking about because they've been involved in sports, or because they just have become sort of bodily aware as they get older. And so they listen with this kind of intensity and understanding of what you're saying, and they're very, very careful. They understand a kind of a learning process, which, you know, children don't really understand that. They just, you know, they're given things to do.
There's something about when you're older, you understand. You might get impatient, but you understand that things take time.
Yeah, I think that their patience actually is, I mean, it may be frustrating, but they are very, very patient. And they use their sort of life experiences to help them understand, you know, the difficulties that they'll, you know, they inevitably encounter. And they've been through things to know how to get around those difficulties. And they have a realistic sense of, you know, what they want to achieve. Most children are not seeing that far ahead. And I think that older people really do. And the other thing I found really interesting is that they kind of attach a sort of the kind of spiritual side of, you know, the importance of music in their life. And they attach that to the learning of music and being involved in music. And since, you know, you and I are always talking about this, the fact that music is its own language, it's in its own space, and it has, you know, life enhancing qualities, which we all know about. But I think this spiritual side I found with these people, even you can feel it when they're just sitting, finding a really good position musician drawing the bow across the string very gently in the very early stages, you can feel them kind of attaching it to this sense of what is it all about. And that's really beautiful. And I must say that it's really inspiring to see people do that.
Do you think that there's a difference both for them and for you in that none of these people are likely pursuing a professional career? They're doing this just for themselves.
You're so right. And they really are doing it for themselves, because I overheard one of them practicing the day after I'd given them a lesson, and I could kind of feel their carefulness and their sense of what they were doing. And yes, they quite clearly, they're not going to expect to start their solo career at age 85. You hear them enjoying the beauty of learning and being involved in music, maybe for the very first time. And so, yes, I think it is a sense of they don't have to take this on. But I think children also don't. You know, they're very often just do it because they've been told to, or because it seems to be fun. I mean, even for myself, you know, very early on, I mean, although I was involved in music so much, and my parents, you know, as you know, were musicians, and I went to a specialist music school, and I did want to play enormously. But even when I was 10, 11, 12, and already starting to do some concerts and things, I'm not sure that I really knew inside myself that this was 100%, you know, this is my life. I just knew I loved doing it, but I'm not sure I knew what it was to have a life in music. That was quite a sort of abstract thing as a young person.
As a teacher, do you approach someone differently, knowing that they're not going to become a professional, knowing that they're 60 or 70 or 80 and they're just doing this for themselves?
Well, I'm responding to the way that they're listening and the way they're moving. And of course, physically, they're fully developed. They're not like children, but they also see certain frailty. And in a way, that helps, because you don't push them too much. You have to know that they have to go gently. And of course, they're responding to everything you say in this way that, you know, they know that they're only with you for a very short time in that lesson. And you have the sense that, you know, they're going to go away and research, and they're going to check things out, maybe, you know, on the internet, and they're going to do everything they can. And you know that they're also going to be disciplined, and they're probably going to do what I say, which is, you know, a little bit of practice every day until you build some strength and your body gets used to these strange movements. And you can sense that they really are taking that on. And so you move through the lesson in a certain way, in a very, you know, this is my experience anyway, that you feel very connected, and it's a very intense time. And at the end of the time with that lesson, you have that sense that they're going to hold on to that, and they're going to use every single word you've said, and they're going to want to come back later and ask you, you know, a lot of questions, detailed questions, you know, knowing what's happened and how they've learned. And that's actually happened to me, that, you know, hoping to see them again at some point, but they've written to me and they've written fantastic questions, really very relevant and very intelligent and aware about what they've learned so far. And so it's very fulfilling as a teacher to work with people like that. And I have to say, it came as an enormous surprise. And it's made me feel that, you know, I really want to encourage people much, much more. That it's really never too late to learn an instrument. And if you have that kind of desire to make sound and make music and be involved in it, you really shouldn't be afraid. You can do it. You really can. And it's not just that, oh, I must be past it by now.
Right. Or, you know, I'll never be at your level, so I might as well not even start.
Yeah, that's very, very important. And who knows what level we'll reach. This French lady said to me, what I really want to be able to do is to play a movement of Bach. And I thought, you know, she will definitely do it. I mean, it's not out of possibilities for her. I mean, it will take some time to build all sorts of controls and so on, and she's learning the music. But even if she plays slowly a beautiful movement of Bach, she's going to get immense pleasure from that, you know, achieving something that she desires. Also, as a mature adult, I think you can recognize your own improvements and your own achievements really well. We have that sort of I can say now. We have, you know, the experience to know that we've got from A to B, and we can look at it really clearly. That's an enormous advantage when you're learning. always to be able to see what you've achieved, isn't it? I mean, that gives you the strength to move on.
Well, speaking of Bach, I think it was the last time we were speaking, you were about to engage in a marathon evening.
That's right.
How did that go?
I do it very rarely, but it's really an extraordinary experience to play all six Bach solo suites. And it was by candlelight. There was almost no light at all, just a flickering couple of candles, and sitting for 3.5 hours playing Bach. And the experience is just, you enter the world of Bach, which is one of the, you know, he has one of the greatest genius composers of all time. Just to enter into his world is enormous privilege and extraordinarily special and immensely satisfying and exhausting and requiring so much concentration. But the audience is with you every note throughout that enormous amount of time. And of course, you know, to be honest, a lot of those audience members are older rather than younger. I mean, fortunately, there were also young people at the concert. But I think we all feel this kind of sense of time in Bach, which, you know, it's like being in a different time zone. And certainly for me, playing it was really extraordinary. And every year or two or maybe three, I do it again because it's such a marathon. It's enormous commitment to prepare for it. But I did really, really enjoy it enormously, I must say.
Well, I hope that the next time you do it, I am close enough to be able to come hear it. I'm happy to sit there for the 3.5 hours and let Bach wash over me. It sounds like just a divine thing. But Robert, as always, it is such a pleasure to hear your voice and to hear what you've been up to. I look forward to next month.
Absolutely, Bonnie.
Contributor Robert Cohen is an internationally recognized cellist who also teaches. He also joins us each month to talk about the life of a working classical musician in a series we call On That Note.